Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anchored Ascension Podcast. I'm your host, Marisa, and today's episode is going to be all about what is the higher self or the higher selves and how to connect with the wisdom and knowledge for their guidance, clarity, and direction, or, you know, just the wisdom and the knowledge that they hold, right? And I say they, and we sometimes hear often like the higher self, but we have many higher selves. We have higher selves on all different timelines, all different realities that are existing in this now moment that we can pull in and draw from that come to us if we deeply listen, right? And we are in tune with them. That is why working with connecting and understanding your intuition, right? Your internal compass, your internal guidance system is important. And we can do that through tapping in through the body and the sensations. We tap in to understand what our clairs or our gifts are, our psychic abilities, our intuitive gifts are through the senses, right? Is it like you hear things often, or you just know things, you understand, right? You feel things, you're an empath, you're highly sensitive, you're already in tune and highly perceptive to energies. Like all of those different ways that we can tap into our intuition to tune in and turn on this dial that turns on the language, the messages, the metaphors, the symbols that the higher self brings through for us, right? The higher self is that higher perception of you, right? The higher self is not separate from you. It is you. It's you learning how to stay open and neutralize through perspective shifts, right? Understanding all sides. It's we can do this through like past self-healing, future self-healing, working in the present moment with what is presenting, the emotions that are arising, working and reconnecting and creating a relationship with spirit, right? With nature, with Gaia, with our earth bodies, right? And just understanding how your higher self comes through. It's important to do this work so that you can realign and come online with the balanced version and best version and highest version of yourself throughout experiences. Because, look, we're human and we go through experiences that sometimes don't feel so light and don't feel so easy, right? And walking through those passages, right, those initiations is... And working with the higher self, it helps you move through them and walk through them a little bit more graceful. Okay, so I'm not going to say like you're not going to trip over your fucking self like going through these passages or initiations, right? These doorways, these new pathways, right? I'm not saying that the tunnel isn't going to be dark before it becomes light. And I'm definitely not saying that you won't come up against parts of yourself that you're like, who the hell and where the hell have you been? Where did you even come from, right? Because we've tucked them down, right? And like put them underneath the carpet. We've swept them underneath the rug so many times that it's like, oh, that was just a normal bump in the rug, right? That was just a normal bump in the road. But it's now that we are like raising our conscious awareness. We are deepening our awakening abilities to see and be able to shift and create our reality. So the more we do this, the more that's going to come up for us to have to lift and shift through. And so like when I'm looking at something or a situation from one perspective, I can in that moment notice, you know, who is the witness, who is observing, and who is playing that front role. And that's important to like be aware and be that consciousness that notices all the parts that are playing out in every experience. So your higher self, higher selves can come through in patience and in space holding in those moments. And that's how my higher self comes through, is like those moments where my body and my mind are so, they're separating, right? They're disconnecting, they're disassociating from each other, and they're fragmenting. Which means like there's a part of me that's scared, or a part of me that's experiencing fear or worry or sadness or confusion and distortion, right? But when I come back to a sense of just slowing down, going out in nature, sitting down, listening to the birds, right? That zero point field coming back into a state of presence is where I can feel and start to begin to feel into my higher self's presence, my higher self's knowing, which is patience and the act and practice of space holding. So like making time, creating that time, taking the fucking time to notice all sides of the story lying, you know, that's happening and playing out, and seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly, but the beauty in all of it unfolding, right? Because on the other side of everything is something, okay? Yeah, I guess that's like all that I needed to say there, but like the downloads and the uploads, right? Translating the messages, translating and understanding the metaphors and the symbols. Sometimes they come through, the higher self comes through the dream state a lot, right? While you're asleep. If you're fully awake and you've like had your spiritual awakening and you're like dreaming out your reality and being in it, right? You're actively creating, co-creating with the universe. It's like sometimes the higher self, it's easier for her, him, to bring through those messages through the sleep state, so that your subconscious, the parts of you that are still blocking things from manifesting in your reality, it can get through a little bit more easily. And you wake up and you're like, oh my God, oh shit, I just like, I know what to do. I have the answer. I have the choice. I know what to choose and what to change, right? It can come in the form of food. It can come in the form of detoxing, needing to detox, needing to drink more green juice, needing to open up your heart in a situation that's felt very closed. It's always that higher self that knows what's best for you. And it's trusting and believing and having faith in that inner knowing that you're receiving, that guidance and that clarity in whatever form that it's showing up for you. You know, like I know along my timelines why I needed to leave a relationship at one point in my life that was toxic, where I was acting and behaving based in like codependent and anxiously attached tendencies. I did take it in from my childhood, which it was passed down through, you know, my mom to me, witnessing and observing her relationships that she had with other men. And only through leaving that toxic relationship, that it was like the hardest thing in my life. Like it felt like I was severing off a part of my body, of my limbs, when I was needing to release and remove myself from that relationship. It was like I just became him, or a part of me was him. And I felt like if I left that relationship, that I couldn't be me, that I wasn't me fully, right? I wasn't in my state of wholeness. And this was because I witnessed and observed those codependent and anxiously attached tendencies and behaviors and those patterns of showing up in the relationships and being this inauthentic version of myself that needed someone to feel like I was whole, or that to feel like I was accepted, or that I was worthy or deserving of love, right? And it's a very hard fucking pill to swallow. And it's I'm not gonna say like leaving toxic relationships, it can be so ingrained in your mind, in your body, in your nervous system, that it feels wrong to leave these relationships, or to leave these people that you feel bonded to, right? You know, bound to. And it takes time, and it takes space, and it takes patience for you to self-recognize and resolve the inner conflict and the wounding that told you at one time that you weren't whole without them, or without that relationship, or a relationship, right? The greatest relationship is going to come and begin and start with you, inside of you, and how you feel about yourself, right? Are you okay with being with yourself and by yourself, right? Are there some type of emotions and things that are coming up, like abandonment, betrayal, rejection, that are creating this deception and this distortion that you need to be in this relationship, or else no one else will acknowledge you or will understand you or will like you, that you aren't worthy enough to be in loving relationships. But through being by myself and, you know, with myself, which my mom never gave herself those moments, I was able to come face to face with my deepest fears, which were the abandonment and the rejection that were holding me in a state of wanting to stay in that relationship and experience, not being able to receive what I needed, coming into this life, feeling abandoned, feeling rejected by the love and the connection and the attunement that my mom and dad could not give me at that time that I was born. So I came through the womb receiving those energies. And I received the energies of my mom and my dad's relationship that was very toxic and very abusive while in the womb state. So I took all of those energies in before I even came on to this planet and or into this world, alive in this human body. So it was really me doing all of the deeper work and understanding why those behavior traits and the patterns were showing up, and the armor that I was wearing that was protecting me through a distorted lens, right? It was... You know, me saying, like, I can't leave this relationship because I'm going to be alone. Because I was scared to be alone. I was scared to be, and I was afraid to be with myself and the thoughts in my mind and the feelings in my body that were residuals, effects, and sensations of the emotions and wounds of abandonment, of rejection, right? It's like you have to come face to face, literally, with all of those parts of you that are coming through body, mind, spirit, soul, heart. And it is very transformative work. It's the work that we need to do as women and as men to show up in authentic and real, loving, unconditional relationships. Understanding that some people are not going to be able to give you what you need. And, because that person that I left could never give it to me. They didn't have the capacity to heal or have me see what I grew up not receiving in the first place. I needed to see that. I needed to leave and create space and create the time to experience, re-experience, and recreate my reality, freeing myself of those old wounds and traumas and imprints and energies. Right? Recreating a sense of safety and stability and trust and love for myself unconditionally. Like, I had to learn what those all meant. I guess the higher self is coming through around relationships right now, because it's super important when we're on this path that we create relationships that feel like expansive, that feel like we can be open, but also aware and notice the contraction. Because contraction does create openings. It does create space. But we need to lean into the space that's being created in a way that makes us feel like it's okay to be open. It's okay to experience new. It's okay to feel like people can see you, like being seen, being visible, right? What does it feel like in your body to feel visible to the world around you, to those people that you're closest to those new relationships? What does it feel like in your body, and what does your mind start to go to, right? What is the direction that your mind starts to go into when you are in these states of expansion and openness? And it's okay when you notice that your heart or your voice starts to shut down and become small again. It's okay to notice that, because you are aware of it, right? You're observing it, you're witnessing. But to not shame or blame yourself. And this is like the higher self coming through again. It's like the higher self is so neutral. So whenever you have something that comes up, all you need to do is really ask the higher self, like, in what ways can I be open to seeing this from a new, higher perspective? Like, in what ways can I stay open to witnessing and observing what I'm experiencing? And your higher self can ask, maybe tell you to take a journey into your past self. What past parts of you are still presenting and showing up and blocking or separating you from the present moment of being neutral, right? About what you're going through. And then, or you can do a future self healing, which is like seeing how this could play out in different forms, in different formats, in different playful experiences. And your higher self can show you and will show you that. You will see, like, if I go down this path, this is what, you know, what can happen. This will show up. This person will do this. This will happen. This is how I'll respond or react. And, you know, taking those different pathways is what the higher self can show you. And you can do this in meditation. You can do this while you're, you know, just in thought, in conscious thought and awareness. You can do this by touching and connecting in with your heart space with your little hands. And working through feeling into these different perspectives and perceptions. And I'm, you know, a woman. So I'm going to refer to her. She has a lot of wisdom and knowledge and medicine for you. And so when we tap into the higher self, it's really important that we try to hold the space for whatever is presenting itself. And that's going to be the greatest medicine that you can do when you're on this journey of integrating, allowing the higher self to descend, the soul to descend down into your body, right? Your spirit becoming more alive again, becoming more authentic, becoming more real with yourself and others and your relationships, the reconnection, right? It's going to be really important that you treat this as a practice, as an art, a form of art, and practicing every day and daily to get really good at tuning into her frequency, or the vibration that you want to hold, that you want to be in, that you want to connect with, so that you can feel it, so that you can resonate with it, right? It's all about resonating, to understanding the vibration of what you want to start beginning to hold in your reality, in your life, and in your relationships, your experiences. I hope this episode helped you understand a little bit more about the higher self. I do want to mention, if you haven't already, leave a review, like this podcast. This helps others find this podcast and this medicine and the work that I offer into this world. As well as, I did download and upload a new higher self counseling session, which is a rapid transformational session, which we go into recreating and making those changes and those choice points, those higher perspective perception choice points, so that you can be set on and in a new direction or new beginning, moving forward, understanding yourself from that authentic version of self, and rising in purpose, on purpose, and walking your life's mission. So if you're interested in those rapid transformational sessions, they're on the website now, and it's on the homepage linked as Higher Self Counseling. And I will be doing more of those sessions. I think I might actually even combine a lot of my sessions into that, because I'm finding that a lot of us want to connect with the higher self as if it's something separate from ourselves. But it is you. It's just you having to stay open and be open to seeing something new, right? The open and neutralized perspective shifts of you that you already hold. It's just there's some parts of you that are shielding or that have a veil or a lens that are blocking it from being seen or being acknowledged or being noticed. So I would love to connect and meet with all of you, and looking forward to seeing all of your reviews, and just sending you all so much love and light, guys. Take lots of care.